Tonight on Blitzed, it's our last show before our Mexican holiday, so we're drinking mucho tequila. Plus, the Falcons have turned it around, Richard Sherman is getting screwed, and we can't predict a thing. All that and more, so sit back and crack a cold one. It's time to get blitzed. Buenos noches to Blitzed, where we talk NFL and rate popular drinks at the same time. This is our last show before our two-week Mexican vacation!
Is that a cowboy?
And the Chiefs are playing the Chargers in Mexico City tonight on Monday Night Football, so you'll notice a bit of a Mexican theme here tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not getting it. This is just typical.
The whole game.
Not getting it.
The whole gang is on set tonight, including our producer, Clippy.
Yes.
Hey.
Way to go, Clip, who just got back into town, will work for one show, and then say he can't wait for his holiday. Your whole life is a holiday, Clippy.
This is one endless holiday.
Jeez. Lots to cover tonight, so let's meet our hosts.
Introducing tonight's starting lineups. The coach.
Seriously, I did not know about this. This is so awesome.
The rookie.
Get out there and smash.
And stats.
I'm just the stats guy. I have no idea.
That's kind of my thing.
As I mentioned, the Chiefs and the Chargers are in Mexico City tonight, so our barkeep has recommended the traditional national Mexican cocktail, the Paloma.
Hey.
Is that true?
It is. Well, Mexican national. I believe anything he tells me. Which has 100% agave tequila, grapefruit soda, or a fresca if you want to, and lime juice. You throw that up on screen there? Oh, you got that. Notice how ours looks exactly like what's
it's
on screen.
So accurate.
As usual, you've nailed it. Absolutely
wow.
Nailed it.
And this is surprisingly good.
Oh, it's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
And it's quite dangerous.
Despite looking wrong again, very good.
It doesn't taste like there's booze in it.
No, that's what makes it surprisingly good. So, guys, let me ask you right off the bat. What else in the NFL this week was surprisingly good that you noticed?
What else besides what?
Rook?
We said what else? I assume there'd be something before that.
For me, the thing that was surprising is that they went back to Foles. I was so sad.
Okay.
And it's a, like,
we all were.
It's a money thing.
Yeah.
It's a money thing. And I hate that decision.
Yeah.
You're paying him, what, 88 mil? Signed him to that big contract.
Yep.
Look what the kid did for you, though. Look what Gardner did for you. He rejuvenated the fans. He got everyone behind him. He's basically a cultural phenomenon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The guy's amazing. And he was like, on pace to finish top 10 QBs in the year.
True.
He was going to chuck for 4,000 yards. This kid wasn't. He was doing really well, and he was the cause of the team doing well.
In his last game before this game that Foles was in, if he does well,
He's still in.
You know what I mean?
A shame.
Like was it literally that close, do you think?
There's always, yeah.
I think it has to be. Because he stunk it up that game before.
Oh, he did. Yeah,
and it was big. I don't know why. It's just the worst timing. If he did that 2 weeks ago and had a great game, that would have been harder. Yeah. But
it shouldn't matter. There's going to be blips. There's going to be bumps on the road. Look at the greater picture here. The kid was great.
Yeah, but the time
missed
sucked.
The kid.
The time. All right, we all miss him.
He's got to be back in. He's got to go back in.
His body of work should have been North America. He had a shitty game in London.
That's true.
Oh,
That's a good point.
Thank you. That's what I'm here for.
What?
That's the point.
What are you talking
about?
Your
coach has no clue. They play games in London.
Where do we play?
Yeah.
What do we play?
Exactly.
Yes.
London, Ontario.
That's football. So that's it. If they could just say, let's exclude everything out of the North American time zone. Look at my stats. And does he get benched now? No.
You know what?
But
you look ridiculous.
No, I feel great.
I don't even want to look. I don't want to look this way.
Maybe I'm a mystery host.
Man behind the mask.
Okay, so if you want the recipe for the Paloma and want to see what we'll drink on our next show, just visit blitzfootball.com and check out our Blitz Barkeep's blog, which is called Behind the Sticks.
First down.
All right. I find that we always start our segment off with that ever after a Bears loss.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Here we go again.
Yeah. So I know that everyone wants to talk about how shitty a coach Nagy is. I know everyone wants to talk about how shitty a quarterback Trubisky is. Mm-hmm. I know that. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I know that is because last year they gave you hope. Mm. They went 12-4. They demolished the division. Mm-hmm. And they made everyone in Chicago feel like this is the new era of the Chicago Bears. And because it hasn't materialized the way everyone hoped it would this year, it's easy to take the people that are the most high profile with the organization and say, they got to go.
Right.
It's we got to make a change. Right?
Get them out.
Get them out.
It's their fault.
Exactly. Thank you, coach. I appreciate it. Now, before we go and shit on the entire organization,
yep,
which we will do.
Oh, God.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
We're not gonna.
Yeah. Sorry. I know that was the email that got you guys over. But we're not doing that tonight. We're not doing it. But I wanted to read, because I am the stats guy, I want to read off a couple of stats here because I think that it's important that people embrace a little bit of sanity before they start formulating their opinions.
What is this sanity thing you speak of?
Well, it's people are calling for radical change right now,
Coach.
Can you
find it on Twitter?
Right. No, that's why this you should listen to the show and not look at it on Twitter.
So sanity doesn't exist on Twitter.
Yeah, you know, if you listen to the show on Twitter, it's just three fucking lunatics. But if you find the show just on Bears Barroom, then people are like, these guys know what they're doing.
They know their stats.
Yeah, they sure do.
Oh, man.
Damn, we're good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Before we wail on Trubisky too much, and the reason why I think it's easy to do that is because if you look at his 2018 stats versus his 2019 stats, in 2018, he was throwing for 230 a game. And this year he's throwing for 175. So that's a big difference.
Yep.
Also, his completion percentage is down 4 points. He went from 66% in 2018 down to 62%. And he's taken a hit in his quarterback rating as well. But I think these are some important stats to consider that are influencing the gaudy stats out there. The first one is...
The gaudy being, bad.
The gaudy versus, he had gaudy stats and now he doesn't really have good stats, or the ones that stick out a bunch.
Okay.
People talk about completion percentage or yards completed per game.
Right.
You're a coach. You should know this.
Coaches don't say gaudy.
God. You know, I'm not a coach.
Unless it's like an G-O-D kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah. Like, hey, we're all going to pray to gaudy tonight.
Right. Right. That's
let's go out there and be extra gaudy.
Let's thank gaudy for...
It's referenced a lot like that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Are you with us?
I knew it.
Okay, yeah.
I'm your apprentice, right, but I pick up on things.
No, you nailed it.
I'm assistant coach.
So appreciate you, rookie. It's like you're a translator.
Yeah.
Without you here,
I know, it's the show would fall apart.
Our own personal Rosetta Stone.
It's incredible.
I love it.
It's like a raccoon talking to a brick.
Yeah. Who's the raccoon?
I was going to say, which one am I? I'm pretty sure I know which one
I am.
You
know what? Exactly. You know what? I appreciate it.
One is animated and the other doesn't know what gaudy is.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Got it.
Yep.
Got it.
Here we go. In 2018, Trubisky was sacked 24 times. In 2019, he's been sacked 23 times already.
Already.
Okay, and also he's not being helped by his wide receivers. In 2018, his wide receivers dropped the ball 2.5% of the time. In 2019, that's more than doubled, 5.3% of the time.
Yeah.
And I know all of you experts out there are going to say, well, it's because he throws shitty balls.
I like that tone.
I know. That's exactly how they sound.
Down to the listener.
Yes, I do.
That's what we want.
Well, they're
do.
Not listening. Only the erudite listener is tuning into our show.
Area.
Not sure what that means.
Okay. It's spelled like gaudy. Now, if you look at the amount of poor throws that Trubisky had in 2018, he had 18% of his throws were qualified as poor throws.
That sounds poor.
In 2018. It does sound poor. In 2019, only 13% of his throws are qualified poor. Okay? So he's actually throwing a better quality ball. And his fucking idiot receivers aren't catching them.
Okay.
And he's getting hammered more.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, I want to come to the last stat that means the most to me.
Oh, goodness.
Or to football.
Or to football or to a Bears fan.
Right.
Okay. Mitchell Trubisky has a quarterback rating of 86.2 over his career in Chicago. That's with 31 games played so far.
So almost 2 seasons.
If you compare him to every other quarterback that's ever played in Chicago, who's played more than a year at the position, he's the highest rated quarterback that has ever played in a Chicago uniform.
That's depressing.
That's amazing.
No, it's depressing.
No, it is, but it's also look. Don't fucking glom onto the hope so much. In that you look, you don't have Patrick Mahomes.
No,
you've got a guy.
But you could have.
Okay.
Had him. Oh, sorry.
I know. We already tweeted that out. You could have had Deshaun Watson. I get that.
No, come on.
Okay, you could have.
Too late. Ship sailed.
But the point is that you've got a guy that is incredibly serviceable, and you're fucking killing him.
Yeah.
You're killing him.
Yeah. And I think it's important to note that this is a guy that played 1 year in college, right, in North Carolina.
Yeah.
So, like, he's going to take some
time.
And
it was North Carolina.
Right? So it's not like you've got this 3 to 4 year starter, which the real studs do, of course, and they get a lot of really good experience in college at a high level.
I mean, like, Jamarcus Russell had like 3.5 years starting.
Oh, yeah.
He was great.
Okay, there's always outliers.
Oh.
Go fuck yourself. Yeah. But, I mean, you can look at it. Haskins has been like a different outlier. I mean, he's having a tough time. Obviously, not a great team, but he had 1 year starting at Ohio there. So it takes time. This is an incredibly complicated position to play. That much harder NFL, the pressure, blah, blah, blah. So those are great stats to say, hey, hold on. Let's not you know, throw the baby out with the bathwater just yet. Let's give this kid some time, and let our defense work towards it. So – furthermore, I think, and the biggest piece of this is that every young quarterback needs a complimentary game,
right? Yes.
Because, I mean, and you look at a bunch of them. I mean, there's a few exceptions, like Mahomes is doing phenomenal without a running game. But for the most part, when you come in new, Brady, Wilson, you look at a lot of the main quarterbacks, they've always had a very, very good running game to help them get through those first few years to learn and grow in the game.
Eddie Lacy ate his quarterback. I think.
That's true.
That's right.
Yep. Rest in peace.
So, you look at last year, and there's 120 yards rushing per game for the Bears.
That's why they traded Favre. Yeah. He was like, he ate my thumb.
Yeah.
It was the left thumb.
Get a muzzle on this guy.
Yeah. It wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
Right?
They got rid of him before he could get the right one.
But if the Bears can get the running game going, and I know it's not easy. I know you need a lot of components. It's not like, just throw in the right guy and he'll be great. Mm-hmm. You know, like you need a good O-line. You need a good scheme. You need a scheme against the other team, blah, blah, blah. There's things to do. But last year, 120 yards a game rushing. Mm-hmm. This year, 80.
Ooh.
That's a pretty significant drop-off.
Yeah.
And those are nice. You get a QB into third and threes instead of third and sevens.
Yeah.
It's a much nicer down, and you've got a whole bunch more plays to work. You can still fake, do play action. You can still do a run on a third and three. Like those are drive extenders. And when you lose the ability to get short third down situations, you really make it harder, and you force those bad throws, and you force those plays that you have to pass because not many teams are going to run on third and seven and third and eight.
Yeah.
And I think they're putting more pressure on Trubisky to make these plays happen. And teams know that. They're dropping back. They're not scared of the run. They're not putting eight guys in the box.
Yeah.
They're either doing really good zones, probably sort of a cover two man concept. Whatever they're doing to stop it, it's working because the kid's not perfect yet. He's not there yet. The receivers aren't there yet necessarily. So I think he's in a little bit over his head still. But as you said, still performing quite well in spite of that, right? So I don't think we go crazy just yet. We give him a little bit more time. But we also give, like, they need Jordan Howard back. You mentioned that before, right? I mean, they need a runner there that can really get those tough yards. Mm-hmm. Love Montgomery. I think he's shifty. I think he's their third down back.
Yeah.
I think Cohen needs to go to the slot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I just
think there's a different, and again, I don't know the personnel that well, but I'm not there every day at practice, but I think they need a bit of a power running game to grind out some tough yards. Montgomery's a great sort of change-up back because I love how shifty he can be in open space.
Yeah.
And Cohen
but they
has...
They miss a guy like the guy they shipped out.
And to me, a great defense needs a power running game.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
and they don't. They do not have complimentary football.
Says
right
the
now.
Seahawks guy.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Let me tell you how to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's just a truism in football. Yeah. Right?
You got a quarterback that leads the team in rushing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
His escapability is amazing.
Yeah, right, eh?
And by the way, he pitches it to Rashad Penny every once in a while.
Yeah. Every once in a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
in the game on the weekend, there's because I was watching it. There's I always kind of bundle Goff and Trubisky together. I don't know why. They're not from the same year. They're not, you know, like.
But it's not a bad comparison.
But I always bundle those two together because they're part of, like, a team that has a ton of potential, I guess. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these guys are under a lot of pressure. They're super young. But here's the difference between those two. Like, Trubisky actually leads Goff in a ton of categories.
Huh.
The ones where he doesn't, where Goff has, you know, better stats are, I think, passing yards and touchdowns.
Yeah. And money TDs. Per year.
That's the thing. Here's the thing. For Chicago, Trubisky's locked in right now at what? Like
two?
$7.5-8 million?
No, dude.
Yeah, like I think he's
overall.
That's what he's. Yeah, exactly.
Overall.
But
no, he
but
makes about
Goff
$2 million a year.
4 years, $134 million.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And like the thing you have to realize is that, you know, that's a team that has a QB that is not as good in a lot of statistical categories. As Trubisky, except they signed him to that four-year big money contract and $110 million guaranteed. And that is a tough position to be in.
Wow.
I think they both have a ton of potential. I think they can get their, you know, they can do their jobs. They can do a good job, a capable job at QB, but there are worse situations.
But Goff had Todd Gurley when he was a fucking monster.
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
And you've got defenses worried about the run game.
And of late, Gurley's come back on. Like he's looking more and more.
But
you know,
when
I
Goff
think
is doing well and the team is doing well, that running game was the feature.
Absolutely.
And the passing was complimentary.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what
exactly,
Trubisky needs right now. Yep. They need to invest in the line.
Way to bring it back to your take. My
God. No, it's
good. God, he's
I'm
good.
Building off of your
Unbelievable.
Take.
Unbelievable.
I have an idea.
No, you're stealing it.
Yeah, it's true. I have an idea. And hear me out.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Here's what I think needs to happen next year. Because, to the rookie's point, Trubisky makes no money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you're in an advantageous position
now. Oh, yeah.
Next year's fourth year. Is that correct?
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
So, it's not like you're locked in like Goff is to the Rams. Like, they're committed. Like, poor Sean McVay is going to start losing his hair next year.
Yeah, he's going to start
because Goff is so terrible. And he knows that they're wedded to him for a long time.
Yep.
I propose that next year, during training camp, just like they did with the kickers,
you bring in
open 17 quarterbacks.
Yes.
And you have these Augusta moments where it's like, all right, it's 4th and 11.
Augusta moments. Quiet, please.
It's time.
Winner takes $800K.
Yeah, why not?
Year. Winner. And
why is that a problem?
And, by the way, the starting job at the Chicago Bears.
Do the old Pro Bowl skills contest.
What's wrong with that?
Right. With those boards going
open
across.
Open competition.
Oh, that's nice.
Open competition.
Right?
Yeah.
Like,
right?
You can set that
like
shit
Mark
up.
Wahlberg and...
Oh, yeah, like the Eagles movie. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
It's every Wahlberg movie.
I think anyone that can throw the ball at least 12 yards should show up to these tryouts
at least 12 yards.
Give it a shot.
Yeah,
why
absolutely.
Not?
Hey, I totally agree.
You laugh, but the average pass in the NFL doesn't fly more than 12 yards, my friend.
Then I'm going to the tryouts.
Especially if you're Tom fucking Brady.
I'm going to the tryouts.
Okay, good. Yes.
You can't throw a ball 12 yards.
You cannot.
You can't throw a ball 12 yards
you
with
said
some zip on it.
You said yards.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, yards. Okay, that's a totally different thing.
Times is also a bit of a reason. Your arm would fall off.
By the way, you wouldn't wake up for the tryout anyway. You're like, what, is that at 8:30? I'm not even out of bed by 10.
Yeah.
Unreal. So I think that's the way forward.
Good take.
Yeah, good running game and try out 17 quarterbacks.
I have one other conspiracy type thing here.
Oh, love to hear this.
That they are sort of depressing Trubisky's stats and performance until that next contract.
Mm.
They'll lock him in for 6 years for like...
$12 million?
You know?
Yeah, there you go.
Right?
Yep.
You know, just
you're gonna
like
be
unprecedented.
Our,
yeah.
You know, you're going to be the number two. And
I
then
love
they
it.
Put him into the...
And then, and then they open up the playbook.
Yeah. Nice.
Then they get a good running back, and they bring in these stud old linemen. Suddenly, he's amazing.
And they had a 6-year run of fucking NFC championships
Look,
every year.
Mitch, you got a hip issue.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you just haven't been there.
We're
going to
give you a signing bonus of $600K.
Yeah. But we'd like to keep you around. You're a real character guy.
And his agent is Bob Sugar from Jerry Maguire. He's like, take it. Take the money and run.
I want my 10%.
So good.
Think this is easy for me, Mitch?
Yeah.
Think this is easy for me?
Why can't you just think about me for a second?
Love it.
I think we just solved it.
You know what? We fucking nailed it.
I'm glad all the decision makers listen to this program.
And I'm
if they don't, they should.
And exactly.
Right? Yeah. And I'm glad we're going on holidays.
Yes.
You know
God.
What? I think we're out of ideas.
Yeah. And you can tell, can't you?
Yeah.
Second down.
Okay, I know everyone is sick to death of hearing about Myles Garrett and Mason Rudolph. Clippy, throw it up on screen.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, I know, exactly, right?
So take a look at it.
Yeah, exactly. There we go. Right?
But look here.
Bam.
So we get it. If you're a Steelers fan, Myles Garrett belongs in jail. And if you're a Browns fan, Mason Rudolph is just a punk-ass bitch that should have been suspended as well. But, like, whatever. In all the outrage, though, on social media over the last few days, one thing became very clear to me. Mason Rudolph has an eminently punchable face. Probably one of the most punchable faces in the NFL. So, yeah. I mean, let's throw Mason up on screen here, Clippy.
Top three.
Yeah, gotta be, right? So it got me thinking, like, how do you not want to fucking tattoo that thing?
Especially after that. Right. Oh, look at that.
Right in the kisser.
So here is my question.
What a douche. Yep.
Who is... Who is the most punchable person in the NFL?
Male or female?
I have a list.
What?
I have a list.
Person, you didn't say guy.
I know. I have a list.
This scares me. Go ahead.
I have a list, okay? And you can go off the list if you want to. Number one on the list, of course, Rudolph. That's mine. I'd punch that fucker. Number two.
I'd hit him with a helmet.
Of course you would. Number two, I think it's Baker Mayfield. Throw it up, Clip.
Yeah.
What do we got? How do you not want to punch that thing? Give me a
What is he doing?
See?
He's cute.
And number three, of course, our good friend. Throw it up, Clip. Tom Brady. Of course, you got to punch that guy, right? And number four, Antonio Brown. Throw it up, Clip. Oh, wait a second. That's my bad. You have to be in the NFL.
He's out.
Sorry. So he's out. He's out. Okay. So you got three to choose from.
Okay.
Or you could go off the board. Who do you want?
Punchable, punchable, punchable.
Danny Amendola.
Oh,
he's doing it.
Wow. Even though he's a Lion?
I can't stand the guy. Don't know why.
I was going to say.
Every time I see that
he's
guy.
He's not even a player,
I want to just punch his teeth in.
Man. Really?
I want to, yeah. I don't know what it is. God. We got a picture of him, Clippy? Can you throw? No.
You got
no,
nothing. You got nothing.
No. Okay.
By the way, I want to throw a little shout out to Throw in the Game, who's been reminded us that it's National Tequila Day on July 24th.
Hey, we'll drink to that.
Yeah.
Is that what today is? July 24th?
Well, cool. It's close enough.
That's what Clip told us. Thanks, Clip. Told us it was National Tequila Day.
That's cool stat, man. Cool stat.
I'll throw some money into the research fund, apparently. Okay. Yeah. And
I wouldn't see the reason why I went with Amendola is I would have gone with Edelman. But he would rip you in half. The guy's on performance enhancing drugs.
There's a lot of rage.
So I'm
there.
Going for his little brother.
A lot of rage.
He's probably older though. Yeah. Fair enough.
So for me, those three choices are phenomenal.
Thank you.
But I'm going off the board as well.
Oh,
which is rare for me. Let's be honest.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Right?
It is. It's
Can
a
you
risk.
Just put Rudolph
it's
up there anyway.
Yeah, you put Rudolph.
He's a fucking idiot.
Rudolph's my 1B.
Yeah.
He's my 1B.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's AB. Oh, there you go. There's
1B, not AB.
So God. You remember a kicker from the Indianapolis Colts named Vanderjagt?
Oh,
back
yes.
in the day. I'm going deep
wow.
here. I'm going
wow.
deep.
This has been simmering since he
I hate this
left
guy.
The game.
No kicker should be cocky. No kicker should look like an ass.
He's in your head.
Oh, he's, oh no.
He's rent-free.
He's the last living. He's the last thing you see at night, the first
I
thing you see in the morning.
I hated that guy.
I love it.
He's such an ass.
Vanderjagt.
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 Peyton Manning called him some liquored up kicker.
I love it.
Makes me love him, actually.
So good.
That's awesome.
He was sprung to mind like Vanderjagt.
I loved it.
Hate that guy.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Third down. Conspiracy.
Conspiracy! Conspiracy! Conspiracy!
Welcome to NFL Conspiracies, where we uncover conspiracies that are taking place in the NFL.
Yes, we do.
And tonight, we're talking about Richard Sherman of the San Francisco 49ers. Mm-hmm. Despite the Niners winning the game on Sunday and taking their record to an impressive 9-1?
I think so.
9-1.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Richard Sherman somehow made the game all about himself.
Weird. He wouldn't do that, would he?
Saying he's been targeted by refs for pass interference penalties because he's an active member in the NFLPA.
Okay, now he's making sense.
And he may not be wrong. Many people don't know that Sherman got flagged in this game 3 times. But one time, Clippy, throw it up on screen. I want you to show this on Christian Kirk. Going for the end zone. Yeah, well done. They can't see your face. Okay?
Are you not supposed to tackle him before or after the call?
Well, you're supposed to tackle him after.
Is it after?
You're supposed to tackle him after.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Yep, we're going to show it one more time. So it's seated in everybody's mind. Okay. So, there was no flag thrown on that play, and Cliff Kingsbury threw the challenge flag.
As you do.
And he challenged the non-call on the pass interference penalty. So what you're saying? Because what happened was the refs came back and said, yes, indeed, it was pass interference. That in itself isn't all that remarkable. However,
okay, I'm kind of lost.
Of the 65 challenges to pass interference this year, only 5 have been changed. And it's happened to Sherman twice.
Yes.
Now hear me out.
Okay, it's taking a
while. In another marquee game, DeAndre Hopkins. I know. Yes, I have to get this is what conspiracies are.
Shut up. Sorry. It's just, I'm bored.
DeAndre, then fucking have a drink. DeAndre Hopkins was impregnated by Marlon Humphrey and nothing was called. Throw it up. Go in the end zone.
Nothing's there.
Absolutely gets fucking raped.
Nothing's there.
Carrying his child.
So he's tugging at his jersey.
Tugging and then decides to shove and grab arms and like throw down.
It's like a grade 8
okay.
dance.
Okay, get rid of it, Clippy.
Grade 8 dance.
So nothing was called. And Bill O'Brien challenged it. Yep. And guess what happened?
Not much.
The refs kept the ruling on the field. DeAndre Hopkins and Marlon Humphrey, neither of them are members of the NFLPA.
Oh, so you're tying it in now.
So tell me.
It's tied in.
Do
I know that.
You see a big difference between the two?
The Sherman. Oh, wait. What? Go ahead. What?
It's your turn now.
Oh, okay. I don't see enough difference. I really don't. I know the Sherman one was probably a bit worse.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. So only a small, tiny bit worse?
No, it was better.
Right. Well, better in that he did more to get it.
No, he didn't do anything.
I see a huge difference.
Thank you. You're going to cut his mic. What? He doesn't know what he's talking about.
What's happening?
God. Rookie, what do you
what's
got?
Happening?
If any of them should have been overturned, it was the second one.
The second
yes,
one.
Yes. Exactly
Sherman,
right.
Was Sherman the second
Sherman
one?
Sherman wasn't even the worst offender out of the bunch.
Correct.
I think the receivers had offensive pass interference. Is that where we're going
Are
with
you
this?
Still talking?
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Keep going, Rook.
What?
I don't know. I was done.
Okay. So here's the thing. Obviously, they're not calling pass interference consistently in New York. And Al Riveron needs to be
killed. They should
shuffled along and stuffed in a sack.
So they should call it from a different location?
Yes. That would be one. Okay. Preferably one where Al Riveron is not.
That's right. Where he can't get to.
But here's something else that I want you to consider. Remember how this all started. Richard Sherman said that he was being targeted because he's a member of the NFLPA.
Right.
I'm going to read off some names of some players who are also members of the NFLPA, and you tell me whether or not they have been unnecessarily targeted by the NFL. Todd Gurley.
Whoa.
Who was the number one fantasy pick for several years.
With a mysterious illness
they
of some sort.
They gave him tendonitis.
That's right.
Mysteriously.
He joins the NFLPA. Next thing you know, what, four carries in the Super Bowl?
Can't even catch anymore.
Yeah. Whew. Don't know what's happened to that guy. Whew. Baker Mayfield, breakout rookie season with the Browns, joins the NFLPA. And guess what happens?
Looks like a bum.
He is a bum.
Right.
Must have got injected with bum.
I think he's got, like, idiot stuff in him now.
Yes, he does.
Injected stuff, idiot stuff.
Our reigning MVP, Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
Wins the MVP, one of the youngest ever in NFL history.
Right.
And then joins the NFLPA.
Fool.
And a sniper shoots his knee out.
That's right. Dislocates his kneecap.
Yes.
And last, but definitely not least. Sam Darnold.
Oh, what a shame. Oh,
what
a
they
shame.
Did to Sam.
Oh. They made him kiss a 13-year-old girl.
I know.
Thereby contracting mono.
Insidious.
He hasn't bounced back.
No, he's not.
He hasn't bounced back.
No, he's not bouncing at all.
You tell me. You tell me what's going on.
Conspiracy.
I think conspiracy.
Sorry.
Take it easy. It's not going to hover anymore.
It's hard to get this helmet to the moon.
What?
Yes. So, do you want to know my take on this?
Is your mic still on?
Probably.
I have
not.
No idea.
Probably not.
Check. Okay. Yeah.
Go on, coach.
I think Richard Sherman may have my vote as the most punchable face.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well played.
And you know when it is? It's when he has that bitchy, whiny face. He's like, come on! And he has that look, and it's just like, I think the refs want to have him have that face so they can just chuckle about it after the game.
Did you miss something?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's being targeted.
Yeah.
He's the victim here.
But this is the reason.
And you just want to pile it on.
This is the
are
reason.
You part of the, you're
targeted.
Part of the problem. You're in on it.
But it is a conspiracy to make him have that bitchy face. They want him to have that bitchy face.
Don't make me.
Yeah, put that back on, hurry.
Don't make me. Don't read my thoughts.
Oh, my God. I think we're fine here.
Okay.
Not a lot going on up there.
I think we've made our point. Clippy?
Right.
We've got a record to announce.
Record breaker.
Record breaker.
We got to work on that.
Until Sunday's debacle in Baltimore, this record goes to Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson.
Are we supposed to be still on the moon?
Is it debacle or debacle?
Oh, okay.
Whatever. Did you understand what I meant?
Debacle?
Barely.
It's a debagle.
It goes to Deshaun Watson, who up until getting shelled by 34 to the hands of Lamar Jackson, he'd never lost an NFL game by more than 8 points.
Which is pretty damn impressive.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
31 games to his credit.
That's awesome.
He's always in it. Always in it. Incredible. And by the way,
not always.
That's not true anymore. That's true.
Not anymore.
And his record goes back to college as well.
Really?
In fact, they had to go back to his senior year in. Are they reading my thoughts?
Yeah.
They had to go back to his senior year in high school where he was defeated by more than 10 points.
Wow.
Yeah.
A winner.
Yeah. Clippy,
throw
it up again.
Or a close loser.
Do it again. Yeah.
Or
let's
someone
go.
Who's trending poorly.
Yeah. No. Throw up DeAndre Hopkins. Jesus Christ.
Record breaker.
He has no idea what he's doing back there. He never has any idea what he's doing. He's the worst producer.
He's a real nice guy, though.
But who cares?
Right. Yeah. We'll have a meeting.
Fourth down.
We're back.
We're back.
Hey,
nice
back
place.
In the bar.
That's great.
It's a really, really,
it's
really
a
nice
place.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. Okay. Do you have the Mexican music playing?
Up here.
Oh, you forgot that, too. Okay, Clippy. Yeah, it's great work.
He's
really
killing
fucking
it. He's
knocking
killing
it out of the park
he's
tonight.
He's,
wow.
he's pulling a Deshaun Watson this week.
He's going to ask for a raise after this show. So go like, oh, shut up. What we were. Okay.
I got the Hopkins thing. I nailed the Hopkins thing.
You know what he did, though? He did. Oh, look. Throw in the game still
twice.
By Clippy.
Oh, Clippy can suck it. Come on. Okay. In most shows, they generally make a lot of predictions. They'll tell you what they're predicting, and they'll tell you what they predicted correctly.
Did they revisit it?
But not us!
No, not us! No.
Although there were many to pick from.
We do a lot of predicting on this
like,
show.
Where we made correct predictions.
Where quantity over quality.
We are wrong far more often.
Yes. Yeah.
Than we're right.
Yeah. So dogs and turtles could choose better than us?
Oh, that goes without saying. Yeah. Okay.
Totally.
Now, we are the only show that you will watch where we will tell you what predictions we screwed up. And so we're going to take the next 78 minutes to tell you where we've blown it this season.
We've just lost all 7 listeners.
Well, that's okay. Okay.
I'll start in grade 7.
Yeah. Patty Sherman. Yeah. Boy, was I wrong about her. She sure didn't want to go see the movies with me.
Oh, she gave
broke him, my heart.
She gave him mono, too.
Oh. Okay. Rookie, you lead us off. What were you wrong about this year in the NFL? Going back to the preseason, what did you predict was going to happen?
I think if you rewind the tapes.
Oh.
On several occasions, I predicted that Gruden and co.
And
were
co.
nuking the Raiders
oh.
in prep for a move to Vegas.
Hugely.
Right.
I thought that they were just the moves Hugely. They were making, yeah. the shit you heard about in the preseason.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was just tank and just
stockpile.
Just obliterate yep. this thing. Just make it a sterile starting point. Just, you know, as soon as they start moving to Vegas, then start building a team. Fast forward to this week.
Yeah.
They're 6-4. They're winning games.
Wow.
They got an offensive rookie of the year candidate.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
The draft, they look like Mayock looks like a fucking genius.
What?
Like, it's incredible. Gruden seems to be doing a capable job.
Oh.
It's incredible.
Capable.
And they
That's high praise.
Out Amari
high
Cooper.
Praise.
Who is an incredible wide receiver, and they shipped out Khalil Mack.
How's Mack doing this year?
And by the way, who would have ever thought that the Bears would be picking before the Raiders in next year's draft?
Amazing.
Snap. By the way,
Gruden.
Want to welcome Tartan Tony and Robin from Chicago. Welcome in. And yes, in Mexico, everyone is religious, Tony, and I wrestle. That's how it goes. I just happen to be a priest that wrestles.
Hashtag free Cliffy.
Yeah, well, Cliffy's got a bra. As a Raiders
is that his account?
Earn your freedom.
I thought that I was fully anticipating our rebuild in Vegas. Exactly.
Right.
We were way off on that one.
So my bum prediction choice was a good
It was a good
prediction.
Omen for Raiders fans.
But you said capable. Is that all the praise you're giving Gruden? Just capable coach?
Well, no, because there were a lot of people who thought that he was just going to be like he took Dungy's crew and won a Super Bowl, and
sure.
he was just riding his
sure.
own coattails.
Sure.
Of course he was.
Yeah, but he's actually looked as though like he's reinvigorated Carr.
Yeah.
He's got
oh, yeah.
a kid on track to be like a top 5 rusher. Mm. He's done a really good job.
Okay. Yeah. You don't want to give him that much praise. I can hear in your voice you don't really want to sell it. He's great. He's
no,
just
because they're 6
he's
and
doing
four
okay.
And they could, you know
okay.
they're
okay. Yeah. Just I was just curious. Just curious.
Wow. I said capable. Capable is isn't that a that's a
capable is like game manager.
That's a safe bet.
You don't want to be a capable coach and you don't want to be a game manager quarterback.
Let's move on.
I'd love to be a capable
coach. Let's move on. Coach.
Sorry. Fine.
We only got 72
so,
more minutes.
Exactly. Coach, what do you got?
For a long time, I've bemoaned the NFL as a reliance on.
Talking to your mic.
Well, I'm trying.
Oh, great. Good. Blow everyone's eardrums. Can you do anything right? Is your last name Clippy?
Oh. Free coach. So anyway, I've looked at quarterback as like if you lose your starter quarterback, and I've talked about it a lot. I mean, it's over. The quarterback is really like the team, and once they're gone, it's a waste of a season, right? You might as well just pack up, hope for a good draft pick, and hope for a speedy recovery. And this year has been the most
revelation I've seen in the NFL in terms of that position and the ability for most backups, not all, but most backups to come in and do as well or not much worse, if you will. I mean, the Chiefs is the best example in my mind. Matt Moore came in and won, was he 2-1 or something like that, or 3-0 with Mahomes out. So that was just a revelation for this year to say, hey, you know what? Maybe we should get some good backups. Maybe we should do this. And who knows? Maybe more teams will actually start doing something crazy like having a couple different quarterbacks in along the way. Who knows what could happen? Probably happen in Baltimore eventually to save
Clippy, throw up the
Jackson.
Screen of the young quarterback. There he is.
So it's
it's talking
it's
about this guy?
This guy. Oh, I hit my hat.
That guy. Minshew. Love Minshew.
Love Minshew.
Yeah. No, it's all good.
For me, this is so positive for the NFL because now you don't have – it seemed like for a while you had eight guys that could win the Super Bowl. That was it. You know, the Bradys and the Brees and the Rodgers and maybe the Wilsons of the world. And now it's just like there's a bunch of guys out there that could come in and be very good quarterbacks. And we don't have to worry about a few of those guys leaving the NFL. And
which
be like,
one of them is going to win the Super Bowl?
I don't understand what your take is. What were you wrong on?
I was wrong on the fact that backups are going to ruin your season.
Did you ever
they
say
They are.
That?
They're terrible now.
They're
turned.
Not.
Kyle Allen stinks. Minshew's
this
been,
week.
Minshew's been benched.
1 week.
Moore
though.
Went 1-2. He was awful. What is your point?
Fuck you.
Is that your point?
Yes.
Good take.
I'm gonna go now.
Solid.
Where are the records for those backup QBs? It's got to be over 500.
Oh,
come on.
Okay.
Stats.
My point is, I thought that under Vic Fangio, the Broncos D was going to be amazing. I mean, everyone was shitting their drawers in Chicago that he was leaving and Pagano is moving in. They figured the defense was going to take a step back. And I'm like, hey, welcome to Denver. Our offense is going to stink. But you know what? Our defense is going to absolutely rock.
Yeah.
And you know what? Our defense was rated 22nd last year in the NFL. I was right. The defense has improved. They're number 4 in the NFL in yards against.
So what?
But we still fucking stink. Fangio, what is your problem?
Hold on. This
so
is a fucking cop
this is
out.
Go-
no,
this
it's not.
Is
this
just
is a
bullshit.
Cop out.
What?
This
how?
Is bullshit.
Where was I wrong? Let me give you an example of where I was right.
What?
And the head
you
coach
are,
is
you're
wrong.
You're basically saying you were right about one thing. It's the only thing you put up here.
No, I no. Well, yeah.
You're just angry your team sucks. Like, but I got my call right even though my team sucks. You're bitching about
Am
your
I
own
the
team.
Am I the only one that answered
this, is
this
fucking
honestly?
Brutal. No, I honestly answered it. Screw you.
I know you honestly answered it.
I can,
maybe
answer
I was
honestly,
wrong, but
I'm in charge of the teleprompter. This is what I say.
This is bullshit.
And then you're supposed to you're off script. Where are you going?
Get out of here.
I agree.
That's yeah, you
brutal.
Get out of here.
This is brutal.
Go get some more tequila. Brutal. Get some more tequila over there.
Yeah,
just
go grab
go
the
get
bottle.
Some more.
I grab the bottle.
Or call the waitress. Wait, whatever. No, no, it's not in the shaker. There we go. Good. Yeah, we're all right.
I'm going to read the teleprompter to everyone here. But we're the only ones who will tell you which ones we screwed up on, except
yes.
for two of the three of us who will tell you a lie and where we got
Let's
it right.
Let's go to our next ones. Rookie, what do you got?
I got to be honest with you guys. Ah. I thought the Browns were going to be cool. I was pretty pumped on the Browns.
Oh, yeah.
They got a lot of weapons. They seemed to draft well.
Clip,
they made
throw
some,
it up.
Brought in some huge, huge talent. I even liked the fact that they went with Kitchens. I was pretty pumped on that.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, I messed up.
Boy, did you ever.
These guys stink.
They kind of stink.
And most of all, it's Kitchens. That guy is a bum.
Hugely.
What a bum.
Clippy, throw up the picture of Kitchens. You don't have it.
Nothing.
No Kitchens.
Nothing.
Okay. Are you done? Are you your point?
Yeah, I'm pretty.
Okay, well, it goes nowhere because there's no visuals. But okay, I guess I'll go.
I was really relying on the
What's that?
Beware the Stampede, two truths and a lie.
Jesus, rookie, not you two. Et tu, Brute? Okay. Here's what I predicted at the beginning of the season. I predicted that Bruce Arians was going to fix Jameis Winston.
And lo and behold, he did.
Of course he did.
Yeah, right.
Of course he did. Of course he did. But if we visit our stats mid-season, his completion percentage from this year to last year, he was a 65% passer last year, and now he's a 60% passer. His interceptions have gone from 14 to 18, and his quarterback rating has fallen from 90 to 80. Arians is not the answer. Winston, you gots to go.
Oh, that's just disgusting.
That was fucking
that was disgusting.
Gross.
I stink.
I just threw up in my mouth hearing that. That was disgusting.
I was quite visceral,
was
wasn't
go
I?
Go off, Mike, when
that
you shit
tequila.
Like that. You gotta go off, Mike.
That was awful.
My point being is that, look,
I'm glad you fessed up to it, though.
Thank you.
So this one you did well on. Way to go. Good job.
I was wrong here.
I know, but you the last one was just garbage.
It was wrong predictions. Oh. I know, of course it was garbage.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Do you watch this show?
No, I would never watch this show. Who the fuck would watch this show?
I don't know. A couple of drunks, nothing better to do. Like, throw in the game. And
I watch it every
look
week.
At this one. Barf-a-rama. Who's friends with Barf-a-rama?
This guy.
Yeah, that's
this
what
guy.
I thought.
This guy.
God. Tell your mom to
we all are.
Now
name.
I am. Jeez. Now I am. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
Yeah, so for me,
Coach, what do you got?
My second one was the Bears. I mean, I was all in, just as you were. I think we were both on the Browns bandwagon, too. I think we all were.
Yeah.
But for me, I really and truly believe the Bears are going to turn the corner. Or not turn the corner, I mean, take the next step, really. Because, I mean, they had a phenomenal year last year. Their defense was going to be as good or better. And the offense just had to be just a bit better. It did not have to be much better.
That much better.
And the kicking a bit better. And that's all they needed.
Needed to be.
They're not kicking any better now.
Why?
Pinheiro.
I know.
The
he's admitting
last game.
He was wrong.
Yeah. Oh, he's admitting he's wrong.
Yeah. That's what this is all about. Did you forget what this was about?
You just said that the kicking was better.
But the Bears themselves are not.
Oh, they
better.
Are not better.
The this whole is, thing isn't working.
They are not better.
Right? No, I said they needed to be a bit better kicking and need to be a bit better in offense, and that's all they needed.
Oh.
Same D, bit better O, bit
yes.
better kicking, and then everything was going to be good.
Yes, it's a good call.
And it's just not working.
I agree.
The offense has gone backwards unbelievably. It's actually hard to watch. And, of course, with Mitch being – sorry, was it an injury or a benching?
It was a hip pointer.
Hip
yes.
pointer.
Hip yes.
pointer, right,
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
He got the point
yeah.
to get out.
Exactly, yeah.
It was a benchery. Have you ever had a benchery before?
The benchery wound is the worst.
The benchery is terrible.
And it could
it's
take
no recovery.
It could
By the
take
way,
forever to come back.
We're, gonna, we're going to trademark that term. Benchery.
Benchery.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He got it. He got it in the benchery.
Oh, did he ever.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
The Bears. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. How disappointing was that?
Disappointing.
You know, 12-4 last year. And the worst thing I think you can do, especially with a franchise, with a fan base like Chicago that is just dying for a winner.
That's for dad.
Is to give them hope.
I know.
Hope is like the worst thing. It's like I read this book once about guys that were training for the Navy SEALs, and they had this one.
Whoa, you read a book?
Well, no, I it's an audiobook.
Okay.
So here's the thing. And they were telling this story about guys who were training for the Navy SEALs, and they had to run like 10 miles after training, like all night, repairing shit. They're fucking
Damn.
Super exhausted.
Yep.
And then all they had to do was to run to where the truck was on the road.
Okay.
And when they ran
no.
down the road,
no.
they saw the truck, and then the truck
drove
away another 5 miles, taking away, stealing their hope.
It's like the
And that's what is happening to Bears fans. It's what's happening to Browns fans.
It's the Sisyphus fable.
Yes, exactly.
Try to push that
push
rock
that
up the
fucking
hill.
Rock and it comes crushing. Ugh. I know, it's just terrible.
Cool story, Hansel.
Next up, rookie!
Oh, is it me?
Yeah!
Oh!
You're rookie.
Am I?
Well, today, okay. today you're more than rookie, let's
yeah,
be honest.
I bet.
You look amazing.
Yeah, you do.
You look like, why do I get three and you guys get two?
Clippy's got stuff on the screen there. It shows who we are. Nice job.
That just comes up automatically.
Oh, is that an auto thing? Okay.
He's furiously trying to take it
Here
down.
Here comes the
right
DeAndre Hopkins fucking highlight again.
Is he trying to take over the show? He's trying to take over
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, can we roll that Hopkins highlight
yeah,
again?
Yeah, exactly. Here
okay,
comes.
I've got
Clippy's
going to
kill our mics
for
in a sec.
For some reason.
Just play the song Tequila.
For some reason, I have three and you guys have two. I don't know why. Just probably because I fuck up more. But...
Well, no, you're wrong more. Yeah. Is when, that what you meant? Yeah, 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 yeah.
In the beginning, in the preseason.
Way more.
And like leading up to the season, when Dak was like, he was the next big contract to,
yep.
to be figured out.
Yep.
And he was asking for like 40 mil. He was like throwing out those numbers. Even to be the highest, the next up in the highest paid QB carousel that just happens every offseason.
Yep.
I thought that was fucking crazy.
Why is Clay Matthews on the screen? There it is. There's Dak. Wow,
just
Clippy.
Just let him
really
talk. Come on. Come on.
You don't mean to call out fucking Clay Matthews?
I'm a big Clay fan.
Now he's going to merge the two. He's going to do a mashup.
Clay Prescott. Hell of a
player. $40 million a year.
If you just somehow merge the two together.
And when he hits himself, he gets a penalty.
My point is this.
That's pretty awesome. I like it. Advance 15 yards.
Pay the man. Yes. Pay the man.
Says Richard Sherman.
Pay the man.
Yeah, to quote Richard Sherman on his soapbox yelling at no one. Pay the man.
Pay the man.
Dak is the real deal.
Oh.
Like
Elliot. No idea.
Elliot, although a very, very good, capable, some would say, running back. Dak has been carrying this team. He has been sensational. And this dates back to last season when they got Amari. He's worth the money. Pay the man. I was wrong.
I
thought everyone was taking crazy pills.
Can I help you a little here?
Oh.
Just a little bit.
No, don't need it. Next segment.
No. Just one thing.
Can we roll the Hopkins thing again?
Yeah, come on. Clippy,
can we
Hopkins.
Throw the Hopkins thing out there?
Nope.
I think Dak has been helped by them stacking the box and they have less guys in the backfield to protect the pass game.
You're dead wrong.
You're right. You're right to be making shit predictions. This is the segment to do it.
I'm trying to help your original prediction.
It just hurts your credibility.
I'm actually trying to help you.
He was dead wrong. He was dead wrong. That's what this segment's all about.
He was only sort of wrong. Like, he was almost like your first one.
Can we go back to the Broncos take? How I
no.
was dead wrong.
You were.
I thought the defense was going to be amazing.
Yeah,
and they are.
And they are.
They are.
Wait, great prediction.
Yeah. What an idiot you are.
Where's the highlight? Clippy. There, see? There you go.
Is that the guy that wants to leave?
What's that?
Is that Chris Harris who wants to leave?
Well, no. He's saying, please don't trade me. Please don't trade me to Jacksonville. Please. Please don't. Okay, have we exhausted this? Has this been 78 minutes?
This has been the worst segment of all time.
Well, it's because we're always wrong.
Yeah.
And
well,
there's no one more wrong. There's no one more wrong than Clippy.
Apparently, you weren't all that wrong, though.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah.
No, I was actually kind of right.
Way to pick that one. Good job.
Thank
good job.
You. Yeah. I really appreciate
good choice. Good choice.
Tell
me about it.
That puts a wrap on this episode.
Thank goodness.
Special thanks to our barkeep for recommending the Paloma. Yeah.
Great drink.
Or just tequila, by the way.
Tequila itself
Special
is pretty
thanks
good.
Thanks to tequila.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
Jose Cuervo.
Yeah. Being great.
Why does the barkeep never just say, buy a bottle of fucking scotch and just drink it?
Exactly.
Why
buy
is it always to be
bottle.
So intricate?
Yeah. He's trying too hard.
Okay. This team's going to be off for the next 2 weeks. Clippy probably for the next four. But we're going to go chill in Mexico. Clippy, not invited. But while we're away... If you'd like to see or hear more episodes of Blitz, just follow or visit blitzfootball.com.
I thought you were going to go with the Spanish accent.
Or follow us on Twitter. Andale.
Andale.
There it is. At Blitz Football. You follow that. It's good. And I guess we'll be back in December.
S for Dad.
Yeah.
S for Dad.
S for Dad.
S for Dad.
K-Aura S.